Hello, I'm Lindsay Tolley with the David Owsley Museum of Art, and this is your Owsley Moment, brought to you by IPR and the Ball State School of Art. In many cultures today, when women marry, they wear a headpiece or veil. At the David Owsley Museum of Art, you can see what Yatmil women from the East Sepik province of Papua New Guinea wear when becoming brides. This object is woven from native plant fibers and painted with red brick-like pigments. Attached to the bottom of the headpiece are ceremonial shells woven into the shape of a crocodile's head, the most important animal in Yatmil folklore and mythology. The crocodile has its tongue out, and the back of the headpiece has open triangular holes that allow us to see the bride. This piece is worn similarly to a veil, falling down like hair when placed on the Yatmil bride's head. When the ceremony is complete and the Yatmil woman is married, she enters her new home wearing this headpiece, indicating to the world that she is a newlywed. We'd like to thank Ball State student Georgia Ferry for their research. And if you would like to hear past episodes of the Owsley Moment, visit indianapublicradio.org. To learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.